Hi, this is a dictation for Takiya Hill, TKYAHILL. Date of birth is 6/20/1997. The date of accident is 12/16/2021. Date of visit is 5/10/2022. Patient Takiya Hill is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she reports that she was hit on a driver's side front end as a front seat passenger, leading to headache as well as dizziness, ringing in the ear, and nausea, and pain in the lower back and also in the front of the chest and right arm, as numbness, tingling, including all the five fingers. Currently, patient reports today that she has lower back which is absent at this time, and she's not suffering from it. Only issue is that she has a severe pain in the chest, which is hurting her to lying. There is some neck pain, but there is a severe numbness, tingling in the right arm, front and back, involving all the five fingers. She reports that the chest pain has come back, and she's feeling clumsy and dizzy and sometimes confused. And her neck pain is also mild. Overall, the pain is between 4 and 7. She reports 90% improvement in her pain with all the medication and physical therapy and treatments. And ADLs are affected as follows. The work is affected 10. The general activity mood, enjoyment of life are affected 8. Relationship with other people is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports in neurology, psych, dizziness, vertigo, headaches, which are still 10. And they're 5 per week, and they're mostly frontal. Associated with vision disturbance and blurry vision, difficulty sleeping, loss of equilibrium, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and she has a panic in the car, so she is riding. And the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the shoulders, especially the right side, and the chest pain, elbow pain. Patient denies any pain in the neck, mid-back, or lower back at this time. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or it causes the bowel, stomach pains, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, cancer pain, urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is severe chest pain and shortness of breath, but no asthma, trouble breathing, coughing. In last 30 days, patient report that she was a person who had a fracture of the arm, and overall, rest of the pains are the same, no changes. There is no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss currently, and no other trauma is reported. In the substance abuse, patient reports no substance abuse. In the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 132/98, pulse is 75, pulse of 99. The rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 3/24/2022, dictation number 0328-058. Please use the general review, musculoskeletal examination, and the extremities examination if there is any, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to, as follows, will continue. Send the patient for neuropsych evaluation and treatment. We reviewed the maps and the labs. Patient is provided following medication, Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 mg daily, Voltaren gel 3%, lidocaine patches, Tylenol with codeine 30 tablets, number 3, for pain relief. Uricets. Let's see. For pain relief. The patient understands all of these medications and she will be seen in a month. The MRIs are not available right now. All the records came from the hospital when she was injured. She had a fracture that has been seen. She had suffered from acute comminuted fracture of the distal metaphysis of her humerus with 6 millimeter lateral displacement of the distal fragment diaphysis. She was treated by the hospital at the time. It appears that the patient is in a very stable condition and hopefully she'll do very well. Thank you.